Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Steve Martin is our good friend and our special guest this hour. Steve is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, and we really appreciate him for that. But when he's not doing this show, what he does on a regular basis is he is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of The Positive Way. Steve is a seasoned professional manager, an author, a consultant, a patented inventor, and as you know, those of you who've been listening to Steve for a while, he's an outstanding small business resource and a significant problem solver. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's just great to be back here with you.
It's always good to have you with us, and hope Catherine is well.
Oh, she absolutely is, and sends her regards to you, Jim.
And send mine right back. Steve, one of the things we want to talk about today, the main thing we want to talk about today is networking. And you and I both know that networking is one of the most powerful things and one of the most inexpensive things that small business owners can do to help their business. And one of the things that I get emails all the time, and I'm sure you do too, from people who are just starting their businesses or they're just getting started, I mean, in the very early days, and they say, what's the first thing that I need to do? And one of the things I tell them is get out in the marketplace and start networking.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great advice. You know, you really rely on people in one way or another to buy your product or your service. And if you don't know those people, you've got a tough time.
You know, I'll never forget when I started my consulting business a little over 10 years ago. The first thing that I did was I designed a business card. I mean, I was going to work. The morning that I decided that I was going to start my company, that was the same morning that I was downsized for the second time in 18 months. And I was going to make something happen that morning. And I sat at my computer with my little Macintosh, and I designed a business card and printed it out on cardstock, some plain white cardstock that I had, and literally with scissors, because they didn't have perforated cardstock in those days, I literally with scissors cut out about 20 business cards. I know this sounds rude and rudimentary, but I needed to do something that morning to get myself going again. I cut those cards out and I hit the market, and I went around to everybody that I knew, or at least 20 people that I knew, mm-hmm. in the next day or so, and I told them, you know, I reminded them we'd done business before or whatever, or maybe they knew me fairly well, and I told them what I was going to do. And you know what? Before the sun set, I had business.
Isn't that fantastic? A perfect example of networking. So you looked at your own personal Rolodex, so to speak, mm-hmm. and found 20 names that were top priorities, and then went out and contacted them to see.
Yeah, that's exactly right. See, the thing is, here's the thing. I had never done for those people what I was wanting to do for them or what I was proposing to do for them. At this time, I had done business with them in other industries.
Mm-hmm.
And but the main thing I needed to do, and as I said, as rudimentary as it was for me to have hand-cut cards, I mean, I did a pretty good job, actually. They matched up pretty good. But still, the main thing was that I went out and I made something happen, and the people that I met appreciated the fact that I thought enough of them in our relationship to actually come to them and say, hey, this is what I'm doing now. I wanted you to know that.
Isn't that something? Yeah, that goes a long way.
And you don't have to necessarily presume that they want to do business with you. That's not, in my opinion, at that stage of the game. What you really are trying to do is to let them know what you're doing now. And if they have something that's on their mind, they will tell you.
Sure. Well, you know, Jim, what you're doing is tapping into what I call the three fundamental truths of networking. And the first one is that every person you meet is a possible connection to whatever you're looking for in life.
Yes.
The second one is you must look beyond the moment to see the future possibilities. And the third is you can get anything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. Now, what you did was to go out and connect with 20 people, but you also looked beyond the moment from the standpoint that each of those 20 people knows at least 100 other people.
Yeah.
So the minute you connected with one, you connect with another 100. So even just connecting with 20 people, you connected with about 2,000 people.
That's exactly right. You know, the someone in my acquaintance, I'm trying to remember who, has written a book, and one of the things that person talks about in their book is that you're no more than three people away from some movie star or some really important politician or something like that, and they're talking about what you just said about the networking.
Absolutely.
And I did that. I tried that once. Recently. I needed to get in touch with a person for my business, and I started asking people for over a 3-day period. I started asking people that I knew in the people that I know as I'm doing the show, and do you know that within 3 days I had a direct entree to that person, and that person never heard of me before. I'd never met them before. Within 3 days I actually had two direct entrees to that person.
Perfect example.
And this guy's the president of a pretty good sized corporation.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Let's go. Steve, you sent me some networking and prospecting points that I'd like to talk about today. Let's start out with number one.
Well, the first thing that is absolutely a vital element of networking is that you really, it's called giver's gain. It's not what you get from people that counts. It's what you give to them. And you really need to approach networking as well as a lot of other elements of life, but networking in particular from the standpoint of what you can give to other people. Because you go out and you just look and ask for, what can you do for me? This is what I'm looking for. You might be seen as greedy and selfish, and you'll find that others will be reluctant to really help you out. They won't want to introduce you to the other 100 or 1,000 people that they know. But if you approach it from the standpoint that you'd like to help people and give them something, even if from a business consulting standpoint, for example, you'd like to help their organization be better or other organizations be better, it's really very powerful. Giver's gain.
One of the things, Steve, that I try to do whenever I talk to someone before I leave them is I try to say, what can I do to help you?
That's perfect.
And you got to mean it, though.
That's right. You have to deliver.
Steve, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassigan, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our very good friend Steve Martin. He is with The Positive Way, the business solutions division of The Positive Way. He and his lovely wife, Catherine, have written a book called Talk to Me. And folks, I've mentioned this on the show before. I recommend this book to you. It's subtitled How to Create Positive, Loving Communication. And folks, communication is the essence of everything that we do, isn't it? And this book is a great book for helping you to understand how to communicate, how to work with people, whether it be in your social life or your professional life or however. Steve, I want to congratulate you on your book. It's called Talk to Me, How to Create Positive, Loving Communication. And Steve, tell our audience how they can get your book.
Well, thank you, Jim. They can obtain the book from our website at www.positive-way.com. Or they can call 1-800-636-8082.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. And, Steve, you've got a website. There's a business section of your website, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. You
can tell us that, please.
Yes, www.positive-way.com/business.
All right. And folks, if you'll check that out, I know that you will benefit from it. And if you're noodling around on my website, when you go to the Brain Trust section, you'll find Steve there, and there is a link to his website from my website there. Steve, you were just talking about the first point that you made in importance and how to network, and your lead in there is giver's gain, and I agree with you. And just as we took the break, I made a comment that one of the things that I like to do is to say to people at some point in time during my conversation, is there anything I can do to help you? And that sounds good, and that's a nice thing to say, but it doesn't mean anything. It rings hollow if you're not prepared to back that up.
You really have to deliver on it.
But the thing is that if you'll ever get, you know, there everyone has their own level of selfishness and their own level of giving and interest in helping others out. If you're the kind of person that might be a little bit more selfish than you should be, you probably know that. Once you plug into the things that Steve's talking about and you start giving things and you realize that what a good feeling that is, and you see the benefits that you derive in so many different ways from giving, I think you'll start doing it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's very powerful. I like to ask people what they're looking for, what's on their mind, what's a need that they have, and if I can make a connection to any of the hundreds or many hundreds of people that I know that might be able to help them out, I make that connection right on the spot. Or I get back to them and say, well, you know, you ought to talk to so-and-so because they have something that might be able to help you. Or if there's something I can do for them right then and there, I'll do that as well.
Right.
That goes a very long way. Because once you give something to somebody, they'll appreciate it, and they'll look out for you.
Well said, Steve. By the way, folks, our phone number is 888-822-8255 if you'd like to join us, 1-888-822-8255. You know, Steve, one of the things that I do as often as I can is what I call putting good people with good people. And this is the follow-up that you do with networking, and that's after you've met someone, you found out what they do, and you know, in a day or a week or a year or whatever, you're gonna meet someone who probably could benefit from knowing that person, or vice versa. And one of the neatest ways to really solidify a networking relationship is to do that, is to put good people with good people.
That's a great idea, because you never know what's going to happen. They may have something on their mind that they've never talked about with you, and they share it with somebody else that you've introduced them to, and they make a real strong connection. It's really very powerful.
Well, and I'll tell you, that's an example of, you know, a lot of times you'll meet someone, you'll say, what can I do to help you? And they'll say, most of the time, they'll say, oh, you know, I hadn't thought about it, but, you know, really nothing right now, I guess, you know. And at that point in time, they might actually be thinking that you're just sort of, you know, you're just giving them a little bit of lip service, and you're just saying making an obligatory nicety there, you know. But if later on you have the opportunity to deliver on that, that really increases the value of your stock in their eyes, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and they'll work for you.
Steve, stand by. It's 29 after. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. Steve Martin is our special guest. All right, welcome back, heroes. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 33 after, and our very good friend Steve Martin is our guest today. And Steve is, as I've told you before, is an absolutely outstanding small business resource, and he's a very productive and generous member of our Brain Trust. And Steve, on behalf of my audience, once again, I just want to thank you for all the time that you've given us over the last year and a half, actually more than a year and a half, and all the great things that you brought to us to help us to be more successful in our small business. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jim. You're the leader here. You're doing a great job.
Al, I appreciate it. Steve, let's move on and talk about one of the things when you're networking that you've got to do, I'm laughing a little bit because this sounds like something that, you know, people would listen to me say what I'm about to say, and they say, well, of course you have to listen if you're going to network. But guess what? Everyone doesn't.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you go to a party or a business gathering where you've got a groups of people standing around, just listen in on the conversation sometime, and you'll probably find that they're pretty much one-sided. People tend to dominate the conversation. They'll go on and on and on about what's important to them or what's on their mind, and they rarely listen to what the other person really has to say. And even if they are hearing what the other person has to say, they're not truly listening to
mm-hmm.
it. If you're really going to help people out in their lives and in their businesses and become a person who gives and therefore receives, you've got to listen to what they're absolutely having to say. And quite often it's what they're saying is hidden in the words. Someone says, well, you know, I can't go to your meeting tomorrow night or social gathering or whatever because I've got a lot of work to do late at the office. You may just pass that off as a normal comment, but if they say they're working late at the office, there may be something there. You ask, well, what's going on? Said, well, our computer system's broken down, you find out. And you may be in the computer business, or you may know somebody who's in the computer business and might be able to help them out. You've really got to dig down into the details and understand, truly listen to what people have to say.
You know, there. Let's identify a couple of different venues when you might be networking. One would be when you are just meeting them for a meal, for lunch, or something like that, or you're in their office, or they're in your office, or it's just the two of you, and you know you're going to be spending 30 minutes or an hour with this person, and so it's a little bit easier to listen. Then the biggest problem you've got is to make sure that you listen to what they have to say, and you don't try to monopolize, as you said earlier, monopolize the time with everything that you have to say.
That's exactly right.
That's one venue. The second venue is the one that's a little bit more difficult to deal with, and that's where you're in a mixer, like a Chamber of Commerce after hours, or a professional organization's little get together, or a cocktail party, or a picnic, or whatever, or even a soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
There are all these other things going on, and like for example, if you're in a Chamber of Commerce mixer, then you know you've got all these other people that you want to make sure you see, and so you. Sometimes it's hard to focus on the person that you're talking to because you're thinking about, well, I need to make sure I see that other person. And Joe Bailey is an author who's been on the show recently, and he gave me a good tip, and he gave us a good tip that day, and he said, be sure that you stay in the moment. In other words, don't worry about what you need to do 5 minutes from now. Stay with that person in the moment. And give them all you've got while you're in that right, while you're looking at them right now.
Excellent advice.
I thought that helped me a little bit because you know what I'm talking about. I know you've got something coming up that I want you to talk about in a minute. You've got an event coming up that you're going to be kind of hosting, and so you're going to want to do some business while you're there. You're going to be wanting to do some networking, but you've also got some other responsibilities, don't you?
Yes, that's right. Business networking is just so important that one of the things that I did about a year and a half ago was to join one of the professional business networking organizations. And there are a number of them out there in this world, but I happened to join one that was founded in 1985 by Dr. Ivan Meisner, called Business Networking International, BNI. And this organization is just so successful. It's tremendous. They've got 32,000 members and about 1,300 chapters around the world. And I'm fortunate enough, having been a past president of one of the chapters here in the Buffalo, New York area, to now be on the International Board of Advisors for the organization.
Congratulations, Steve.
Well, thank you. And the event you're talking about is next Thursday. Dr. Meisner's coming in, and we'll have several hundred people here from all over the northeastern part of the country at a special presentation that Dr. Meisner is delivering. And, of course, tremendous opportunity to network, but one of my responsibilities is going to be to introduce Dr. Meisner around. So I've really got to stay in the moment,
mm-hmm.
as you talk about, and focus on what's important for other people at that point in time.
Have you thought about what you're going to have you been role playing with yourself? Have you thought about what you're going to have to be doing?
Absolutely. That's one of the things I'm still working on.
You know, and I use the term role play with yourself. Typically, you think of role playing, you think of doing it with someone else, but you can do it with yourself too. And I do a little self-talk before I go into something, into a situation like that, and I make sure that I talk to myself about the things that I don't do well.
and work out solutions to them.
Absolutely. Steve, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, it's 39 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Steve Martin is our good friend and our special guest. We're talking about networking. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. All right, we're back. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our very good friend, Steve Martin, who's our special guest this hour. And we're talking about networking. And one of the things I wanted to remind you about is that coming up in the next hour, Michael Derham is going to join us, and he's written a book called Fail Your Way to Success. And, Steve, one of the things he talks about is the fact that we all have failures. The difference between winners and losers is how do we deal with those failures?
Yeah, it sounds like going to be a good show.
I'm looking forward to it, and I know I don't know all of your story, but I'm sure that that you've been on this earth about as long as I have, and you don't hang around in business as long as we have without having some failures.
You know, Jim, I've looked back on it, and I don't think I've failed enough.
Well, that's what he talks about. We're going to talk about that next hour, but right now we're talking about networking with Steve Martin. Steve, you talk about something called an elevator speech. What is that?
Well, you really have to have a clear, concise statement of who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for, and you need to get that done in about 30 to 60 seconds. That's 30 to 60 seconds, not 30 minutes. And call it an elevator speech because that's about the time it takes to take a short ride in an elevator.
Should you break that up into maybe like an 8-second one and then let them maybe make a comment and then you come back with a little bit more?
Well, you certainly can have a quick intro as to who you are and what company you work with. You can get that done in about 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in the conversation, you'll have an opportunity to describe in a little more detail who you are and what you're doing. And if you can do that in about 30 seconds, you really have an opportunity to make an impact. And, of course, then you can listen to what they have to say.
Well, and you need to practice this, don't you? Because otherwise it's going to sound like it's a commercial. You don't want this to sound like a commercial. You want it to sound like you're trying to start a conversation, don't you?
That's exactly right. That's the way it works. So you practice it. You may have a number of those elevator speeches, depending on the organizations that you're networking with or mm-hmm. whatever, whether it's a phone call you're making or a room that you're working, trade show or whatever. Have different ones prepared so that you can get your point across and listen for what folks have to say at that point.
How do you avoid networking disasters? I'm sure I've had a few of those.
Oh, well, first of all, you've got to avoid looking selfish and self-centered. You've got to see what you can do to help other people. And one of the major networking disasters that I've seen at trade shows and at Chamber of Commerce mixers and things like that is people just stand around and talk with their friends and coworkers. They work inside their sphere of knowledge already in their comfort zone.
And you have the danger there of becoming what outsiders would call a clique.
Exactly. And you won't be approachable. So you may have a great time at a mixer, but you may not meet anybody new.
I don't want to approach cliques.
They're tough.
Well, I let them be with themselves. I mean, really, I'm serious. If I see a clique forming, I don't really want to be part of that.
Well, that's difficult because if you go to a chamber mixer or something like that, you're going to find groups, and typically from two to eight people,
mm-hmm.
and it's tough to get into those.
You have a little thing here that I really like. You say that to always exchange cards, but you also say ask for their card first.
Absolutely. One of the most rude things that a person can do is to just shove their business card in your face and say, here, this is what I want, and this is who I am, and the next thing you know, they're gone. I've had that happen to me more times than I care to count.
You know what I also don't like? I don't like it when people give me more than one card. You know what I mean? Have you ever had anyone to hand you 15 or 20 cards? I've had people come to my business and tell me, you know, they would networking like I said that I did a few years ago, and I like it when they do that. That's great. I always try to have a little encouragement for them. They got a new thing going on. They want to tell me about it, and I want to have their card. But then they'll say, here's 20 more cards. Give them out to your friends.
That's very presumptuous.
I don't like that.
The only time it's appropriate to give more than one card is when somebody asks for it.
That's right. Please, folks, don't give anyone more than one card. Don't even give them two. If they don't ask for another one, now sometimes they will, won't they? Sometimes they'll say, okay, look, give me an extra one because I want to keep yours, and I'll try to give one away. And that's great. But don't give them more than one if they don't ask.
Yeah, don't be presumptuous. Again, it comes back to that self-centered, selfish look.
Right.
Which really turns people off.
Now, let's move on down and talk about how to work a room. Now, that sounds kind of aggressive when I say that, but you do need to understand how to do that, don't you?
You certainly do, because believe it or not, Jim, I'm actually an introvert, and I'm actually put off when I walk into a group of 100 or 200 people in a room. It's tough sometimes, and I've had to practice over the years on how to actually work that room.
What do you do?
Well, one of the things I do is I actually set objectives. I plan to meet people and meet people new. I may say that I'm going to meet 10 new people in a group and start out and do that. And if I can't get some help from the meeting organizers or other people that might help me make some introductions to get started, I'll just start anywhere. And if I know somebody, I'll say hello and ask them to introduce me to someone else and then keep on going from there.
Just walk up to somebody and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. I'm new here."
Exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing how that will get you started. Steve, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, it's 50 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend, Steve Martin of The Positive Way. All right, we're back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Remember the name of the show and put the normal stuff on the front and the back. And Steve Martin is our special guest, and he has an absolutely dynamite website that I'd like for you to go and check out. Steve, would you give it to us again, please?
Yes, of course, you can get to it from the Brain Trust page at Jim's website, or you can go to www.positive-way.com/business. There are lots of free stuff for you there, help you in your business.
And it is good stuff, folks. Steve is an outstanding resource, and I'll tell you, the people who are members of the Brain Trust have got to demonstrate to me that they are prepared to give back to small business, to support small business. And if I had to put Brain Trust in the dictionary, I would probably have to put Steve's picture there because he practices what he preaches, and he does personify the definition that I just gave you. Steve,
well,
thank you for that. Steve, all right, we've been networking, and now we're sort of like the dog who chased the car. Now that we've caught it, what do we do with it?
Once you've made an introduction of yourself to somebody, you really want to listen to what they're looking for. How can you help them? If you can become a center of influence in actually helping other people, they're going to want to come back to you. And
Say that again, because I use that term all the time. It's a very, very important term. It's a really good handle to think about what you're trying to accomplish for them and what you want them to accomplish for you. Say that term again.
Center of influence.
That's it. Folks, write that on a rock. Center of influence. Now go ahead, Steve.
As a center of influence, you become a resource for other people. And even if they don't need what you want to have or what you're providing at that particular instance, they'll think of you as someone that helps people in general. And you know what? Sooner or later, the people that they're going to send to you are going to need exactly what you're looking for.
Right.
And really, helping people as the center of influence is great for the soul in the first place.
I like the way you said that. That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, I know you practice that. I do too. It makes me feel good when I can help people out, because I just think that that's good for everything, for the marketplace, for our society, for everything.
Giving with no expectation of return is one of the most human things that people can do.
That's exactly right. Now, another thing that you need to do is when you're networking, you don't have to feel like you've got to get every single thing across to them while you're in that networking opportunity. Maybe you've just got a couple of minutes. Exchange cards, tell them a little bit about yourself, and then move on. They'll appreciate that, and then you can follow it up with a phone call.
Absolutely. That's great.
Talk to us about that. We've got a minute.
Well, what you really want to do is to just make the initial introductions. Find out something that you might be able to do to help them out, and then promise to make the connection to yourself or to them, make a connection for them later on. And once you do that, you'll really make a friend.
And even when you call them back on the phone and remind them that you'd met them, try not to sell anything hard. Try to set up this other meeting that we talked about, which is where you've got more one-on-one time with them.
Absolutely. They know what you're selling.
Yeah.
If you give them something with no expectation of return.
It's a classy way to do it, isn't it?
You'll win, absolutely.
Hey, Steve, thank you. I got to wrap it up for this hour. As always, you've done a great job, and I appreciate it.
My pleasure to be here, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Best to Catherine.
Thank you.
See you. Steve Martin, folks, couldn't do without him. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. This program.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.